Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Sum of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz, and happy to be here to continue the conversation. Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Settling a little more in back into a much better space, at least, you know, I'm feeling, and
great.
Sleep is still a little strange. Like, I'm still not going to bed early. Like, some days I can go to bed early, and then some days it's I go to bed late and wake up at 5:30, you know, for no good reason.
Right.
So,
we'll get back on track.
Yeah, but it's definitely better, and the book is on the way.
Oh, right.
The
book we're referring to.
Life-Changing Foods.
Yes, it's Life-Changing Foods by medical medium Anthony William. And, I'm so glad. So we can talk about it once you have it. And, so you're making steps, and I don't follow this 100%, but I probably follow it more than you, just because I have a child in school that has to get up at a certain hour. But
right. For
some reason, even it's suggested for the weekend. Although I think that's a little extreme. But in terms of getting back on track with sleep rhythm and all of that, studies suggest for better sleep to go to bed every night at the same time and wake up every day at the same time.
I
probably get up no more than an hour later than I normally do on the weekend, unless I was out really late or I'm extraordinarily exhausted. But usually I don't really stay up hours later on the weekend to get up hours later on the weekend. Either, and I've also noticed that when I started working outside of my home/office environment, hey, Sophia girl, take calls, tell us in the queue. I started working at a co-working space beginning the end of December, and I have to say, just that mindset of getting dressed and looking presentable and just exercising that vibration of being professional and focused and being in a beautiful environment that's just dedicated to getting work done in whatever way that you need to get work done, I find that I'm motivated to be dressed and to be ready to be out the door. Just
right.
It's become a habit. Like, I'm actually fully dressed right now, and we'll probably head to my work co-working space a few minutes after we sign off, because I'm ready to do that.
Mm.
So it's these that we create these habits, and if we can create healthier habits, and it's not restrictions. So, yes, I love the whole philosophy of Anthony William. I love the whole medical medium thing. I love it, but I look at that book as a reference book. So I take certain things that I incorporate, but if I want to have, you know, those chips, I'm going to have those chips. Now, I might have 12 chips and not the whole bag, because I'm really good at portion control. So if you can step away from the chips, step away. If you can step back, there's nothing here to see. Go on your way. If you can step away and walk away, that's great. And then you can remind yourself, wow, if I eat this fig, I'm actually taking care of this. Or if I have this melon, it's going to address. I mean, cucumber anger. Who knew? Who knew that eating cucumber addresses anger? That's great. So you could even incorporate it in your everyday choices, and that's what I like. It's like doing this show. We're not subscribing to any one major specific philosophy. We're just everyday people trying to keep it moving, trying to keep the lights on. And when I say trying to keep the lights on, I mean that in every way that you can imagine. Like trying to keep, mm-hmm. keep the lights on, meaning do your work, do your hustle, but keep the lights on, like the light, what lights you up?
Mm-hmm.
You know? What is your power source? So,
right.
And what are ways that you can feed on certain things energetically, whether it's food, the company you keep, the work that you do, what feeds you, what lights you up, you know? So
mm-hmm.
that's good. So it's great. Well, I can hear it that you're getting much more on track. I can tell.
Yeah, and what I realize is that I also need to do some work, like get out of the house.
Yeah, girl.
And just for some of the work that I need to do, it's weird because, you know, I have these a big computer where depending on what program I'm running, it'll just decide, no, I need to restart. So it's not always consistent, but that's where most of like some of the material I need
the work
is
lives there
on that
yeah.
computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm trying to redo a website or two or three.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to do one right now, really for the main business that I'm in.
Of course.
I'm just trying to redo a whole new, not even rebuild, you know, not even like, you
You're
know, let me
it.
Just change the code. Yeah. I'm creating a whole new website because the original website I did not create, and it's
right.
also in a outdated, really difficult way of creating the website unless you own that program, and it's
no.
a bajillion years old.
It's very
so
early 2000s.
I'm redoing it.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to update it. And the thing is, I take a lot of pictures, obviously.
Right.
Maybe not obvious to a lot of people, but I'm a little bit of a picture junkie. But it's all just through my iPhone. It's not like, or through my phone.
But you
it's not like I've
pictures.
Got a professional camera. Thank you. So I'm trying to go through all my photos when I go up to the wineries for work. So a lot of them, for the most part, it's just about the nature.
Right. The
but recently I've been taking pictures with my actual clients in it.
Oh, that's smart.
You know, enjoying themselves because I need to have that. You know, like
marketing,
I
of course.
I'm drawn, yeah. I mean, I'm drawn by the landscape, and like to me that's enough, but obviously people also want to, you know,
people want to
see
your goods and services in action. You're selling a good time at the
right.
at the wine tour. You want to see your clients,
right.
your paying clients, to attract more
right.
paying clients having a good time
right.
at the winery that you provided all the logistics for to make that happen safely and
right.
easily, and a good time was had by all,
right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm that's what I'm trying to sift through, and seeing, you know, I mean, that. So there's a visual, then there's also the content, the words
oh, sure.
itself,
the whole
and
thing.
The write-ups.
Of course, of course.
So I was able to get started with Anna the other day. We were
mm-hmm.
able to meet up. And then I was trying to work on it a little bit yesterday, and it was harder and harder because with resets on the computer and then kind of like my flow was interrupted. So I'm like, all right, I think I need to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, figure out ways, you know, to access. Some of the stuff is in Dropbox, you know, so there are different ways
right.
of accessing it.
And eventually you'll get
a
computer that's going to be, it's your computer is becoming, it's, you know, the built-in obsolescence. I don't know how old your computer is, but I'm guessing that the next thing that you're going to get for yourself has to be a computer that will also be portable.
Yeah, I was looking at, Anna has a MacBook, which is super nice. And it may not, that, you know, that's usually out of my price range. And it's also, I think the reason why I tend to, I'm leaning towards that is because, you know, Apple products don't tend to get viruses. they don't have these crazy, well, at least I don't think they used to. My iPhone tends to get these crazy updates, and I'm like, okay. So I'm not sure yet what I'm looking for, but you're right. I was thinking that the
time.
Yeah,
time to think about it. I'm not saying it's time to forget it, but it's time. Yeah, it's time to just you know, out of your price range to pay full retail. So let's be very specific. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we don't pay.
Oh, yeah.
We don't
yeah.
pay full retail for anything. That's what this, yes. This is our religion. Do not pay full retail for anything. We have changed the name of the show once again. No, not that. That's what this show is about. But yeah, to make a statement out of your price range. Well, to pay full retail, it's a price range you prefer not to spend.
Well, sure.
Why not? But, you know, why not? So the same way that you got your car that you didn't think, oh, my goodness, how did I get this car? The same
mm-hmm.
way. Okay, so there is the perfect, portable, affordable, durable, beautiful laptop that will complement your work. It will create ease. It is portable. Because that computer, let me ask you a question. Did you have that computer in the last place that you lived? Is it the same computer?
Yes.
Well, there we
yes.
go. Well, there we go. So there's a lot of, again, and you'll see it, this is nothing heavy, nothing constrictive, but in that awareness, like the car, like you stepping back from the plate of food that you don't feel like eating at that moment because you'd rather have a salad, or from mm-hmm. whatever, again, you can see, okay, that a new computer is, I mean, it's a yes or no question. Is a new computer in the realm of possibility, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Of
yeah.
course. Easy. That's a very easy answer. Of course. So the fact mm-hmm. that just acknowledging that cancels out, I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of my price range because it just means it's possible. And then all that other stuff doesn't exist in that same space. And now an opening has created, a portal, so to speak, has been created for that to come in whatever shape or form, and you never know. You might have some relative that has an extra, you know, Mac from 2 years ago lying around. You don't know.
right.
You know, don't know. There are ways for things. I mean, we've had homeless people on this show saying, "Okay, we got a home, and we're not paying rent."
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, this was a long time ago. I would say this is about 3 or 4 years ago or longer. We had a listener who was struggling. Used to call us a lot. Struggling with housing issues and a lot of lack and a lot of strife. And she just was, and tell me if I'm recalling this incorrectly, but I don't recall this caller having any shred of being a victim. It was just like, ouch.
Mm-mm.
You know, this is
mm-hmm.
this is a lot. This is a lot for me to deal with all the time, but there was this resolution within her and this tenacity and this allowing this to wash through her, and it was incredible how she called into the show to say, you're never going to believe what happened, and we're like, what? At the church that she belonged to or was affiliated with, they were able to donate her a home rent-free.
Yeah.
Now, how does that happen? That's pretty amazing. So the fact that now you're open to the possibility of receiving a new computer, which has nothing to do with cost, just has
right.
to do with, okay, that yeah, it's possible. It's funny. I've been a PC girl for a long time because I think you just – although I'm all about my iPad, I'm all about my phone. I actually use my iPad more than my computer. But you need that computer for the heavy lifting. And when it's time for me to get a new computer, I actually am going to upgrade to a Mac, because it's the whole, everything being such a monopoly, so proprietary, or just certain simple tasks, just for it to be so obtuse. Can I move a picture from one place to another without having to give you, like, my passport and an ovary? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right, right.
That really annoys me. I don't have time for that. So, and I don't really care about brand loyalty. I just want things to work.
Right.
Yeah, so
I'm
open to a little simple Mac. I don't need anything too fancy. A little simple Mac that's portable. Now that I do a lot of my work outside of the home, and occasionally I do have to pack the HP PC, it's okay, but I can tell, oh my God, why is it taking me 20 minutes? Where on the Mac, it would have taken me 30 seconds to move this
piece,
to move this photograph onto this, onto this website. So I know, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So, yeah, and I'm open. I'm not shopping for it now. I'm not thinking about it. My PC is working fine. It's only a couple years old, but I just know when it starts acting buggy, because they're like, okay, we're going to monopolize you, and we've built these parts to, you know, frizzle out after 3 years. That's what they do. Then I will bite the bullet and figure out how to get the little cute Mac that's going to fit in my bag, and there we go. But I have to say the ease of and the portability of being able to do so much on the iPad, that's really selling me on the Mac, because I could do so much that 80% of the time I don't have to take my laptop out of the house.
Right.
Every once in a while I have to, you know. So there we go. And the quality is, and it, again, it's all about what is quality. How do you define quality versus compromise? So sometimes we have to compromise a lot in this life, but to what degree? And okay, so we can deal with quality, we could deal with compromise, and then the underneath that, sacrifice. There's a lot of sacrifice going on. There's a lot of sacrifice. And I want to go from sacrifice to compromise to quality. Sacrifice has been too comfortable a space for me. Girl, please. You know?
I hear you. I know you
hear me, girl.
Well, there's a very strong possibility that I will be up your way in
Shut
New
up.
York City.
Shut up.
At the end of March.
Get out.
No. Yeah, beginning of April, just for like, probably just for a weekend. One of my friends.
What you doing?
Well, one of my friends, who's her mother passed away last year, has a sister that lives in New York City. And so because there's a spare car at her parents' house, the sister and the sister's husband actually need a car to take his parents around when they come to visit.
So they're
basically trading up cars.
So you're going to drive to New York?
Yeah, and then we're going to fly back. So I think there's three of us total, possibly four, who are going to be like kind of road tripping up there.
Oh my God, how fun.
Yeah, well, this is my friend who has to do all this. She has to actually fly out to Oklahoma City, drive back the spare car. That's going to be her car. And then the current car that she is driving, which also used to be like, I think her father's car or something like that.
Is going to New York.
They all traded up, so. Yeah, so the car she's driving now will be the one that she sells, I guess, to her sister for a dollar or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, so she's already doing a big trip. I think she's doing the trip out to Oklahoma City, like, in early March. So she's going to be doing a lot of driving. And I think it was just that daunting task. She doesn't want to drive into New York City, that type of thing.
Oh, she's scared.
And,
just kidding. Let me stop being such an obnoxious New Yorker.
She does. And even here in Atlanta, she drives to the MARTA station and takes MARTA in. So she has puts no miles on her car. Meanwhile, you know, my normal week.
Is she the one who works at CNN?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was just talking about how she was trying to figure out logistically with her sister and brother-in-law, you know, how are we going to do all this? And at the time I was with one of our friends and I said, we should totally do a road trip. And we're all like, oh my gosh, is that possible? I'm like, yeah, it's possible. Drive it up
like,
there.
Getting
a
computer is possible. Doing a road trip is possible. It's
right.
Possible. It's in the realm of possibility.
I think what she was, the other option was for them to fly down and then drive it back up, which doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but then, you know, she felt the pressure of having to get her like one bedroom or two bedroom apartment, which isn't really a two bedroom. It's like a one bedroom apartment cleaned up, tidied up for them to stay. And she just was stressed out about that. I'm like, well, is it more stressful to clean your apartment than it is to drive it up there? And she said, it's more stressful to clean my apartment.
There's
family dynamics and whatnot.
I would imagine that's really the issue.
Because
yeah.
She really does not have like a spare bedroom. And she's got rabbits. You know, so there's like all this stuff and she, you know, she lives by herself and you know, she can deal with her own stuff, but then it, you know, it's a family dynamic with her sister. So what she's decided when she thought that she didn't want to do the drive again, another drive by herself, especially to a place that she's not ever had to drive to.
People drive. I mean, they drive crazy every place.
Oh yeah.
Here
yeah.
It's like you gotta have your driving big girl panties on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I can do a road trip. And there was another friend who, her job, she's also not with CNN, but with CDC, so her job's kind of in flux. She's like, I don't know if I can commit to it. And this is like a few days later, you know, with all the cabinet appointees and everything. And she's like, well, I don't think I can commit to that. And I said, I understand. But we have another friend who said that he's always up for a road trip. So I think that's the plan. We haven't made any other hard decisions.
I have to see you
in terms of when to fly back. Yeah. So just know that I think her plan was just to, we're going to drive up there. And even her sister's like, well, we don't have, you, I guess you could sleep on that, you know. It's that whole idea of where are we going to put everybody? And my friend's like, no, I think we'll just get a hotel. You know, she'll have two other people to split it with. I think we're going to break up the trip, like maybe stop off in D.C.
Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. Break it up. All right, well, let me know if you need anything, you know. So Okay.
So this means that probably if we're flying back on that Sunday, which I don't have to fly back then, you know, I know she probably does and he probably does because I can fly back on a Monday. But
okay.
I just was trying to figure that out. So.
Okay, so we can talk about that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yay.
But that's sort of
the end of March.
Yeah,
okay.
That first weekend in April because I know the second April 2nd was the date that's a Saturday.
Got it.
So,
all right, we'll talk about it. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I love it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great because we rarely see each other, and the fact that I just saw you in January. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, we're doing good.
We're doing much better. much for being, you know, on the air three times a week for 6 years, and for being very close, we never see each other. So this is fabulous. All right, wonderful. So we will make that happen.
Right, and I do want you to obviously meet my friends.
I want to meet your friends.
These are
absolutely
two of my closest friends here.
Yeah, no,
and,
we'll do something.
Yeah. So I think it's. I just, you know, when you have those kinds of tasks to do, like, and this is all, you know, still stuff she's working through, like with her mother's passing.
No, it's hard. Sure.
And all of that. So, yeah, like when she goes home, it's not just to go home to pick up the car. She's going to spend a week there and help, you know, her father with whatever, you know, and it's a difficult process.
It's painful, absolutely, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, you know, having to take some things that that I think her sister probably wanted to get but wasn't able to bring it with, like, fly it back home since it's, you know, there's a drive involved and it's not as restrictive as flying on the airplane.
Sure.
You know, she's going to deliver those things up to her. So, that, you know, there's stuff. And that doesn't sound like a lot of fun, just, well, I've got to do this, and it's heavy. But if you could make it where, you know, why not take that time to explore parts of the country that you've not really, or, you know, maybe revisit some friends, and we've got friends in D.C. that...
No, you
got
to go.
Least,
no,
you know,
it's wonderful.
You know.
Take advantage of, you know, the distance and all the hours of driving and really make it
an
adventure. And
right.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So I it was just one of those things. We were all at dinner, and she was telling us about this. And really, you could feel the stress in just trying to figure out how all this was going to work. And so you should just drive it up there.
Make it fun.
A road trip.
Make it fun. Make it an adventure. Well, you could take something, you know, not so great and turn it into an adventure. That's the best.
Yeah.
And we talk about the upgrade.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking about that, right? The
mm-hmm.
sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
compromise, quality. See, it works.
Yeah.
See? It works for everything.
So I thought, there's an opportunity to see you and to see the city again. And
no, you haven't been here in a long time. Yeah.
Hopefully the weather will be cool and not like, you know, it's a snowstorm or whatever.
No, it's by, well, you listen, I can't.
You never know.
You never know what could happen in this and these parts, but hopefully it will be glorious and spectacular. You can fall in love with the city all over again, because that's a great thing. New York is like a lover, but you forget how much you love until you leave it and you come back. You're like, damn, I really love it here. That's what we like about the I'm like, yeah, miss it. Yeah, that's right. You better miss it, bitch. Yeah. So that's wonderful. All right. That's great. I'm excited. I'm excited to see you. I'm excited to meet your friends. We'll do a show from here. We'll figure it all out. We'll figure it. We, you know, you have your New York City family here, so whatever you need, we got you.
So that's I think that's the only thing, is maybe whether that Sunday show will be affected in some way.
We'll figure it out,
because it just depends on on where I will be, or if, you know, all that stuff. So nothing has, at least she hasn't said, oh well, I got, you know, I found a ticket to return home whatever day. And like, okay, so because we're all sort of all handling that on our own, but we haven't decided what we're gonna, you know, how we're gonna end it, like how we're all gonna go.
Okay.
So.
Work that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay! That's good. Exciting.
But what's interesting is, I was finally able to chat with my mom recently.
Oh wow!
And you know how this is so strange. Well, you know, she's had her shoulder
mm-hmm.
operation is a rotator cuff, and she's been trying to do, she's been doing her physical therapy and doesn't seem to be helping her.
Oh.
So I think she just talked to the doctor and said, listen, you know, can I just not go to physical therapy anymore? Cause it's just too much. Like, it's too much stress on me.
Mm.
She's like, maybe I just need to rest my body for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, that makes sense, because if she's been doing how many weeks and or months of physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, part of why we haven't, like, Dad hasn't picked out a trip, or not officially, is he was looking at maybe going back to Iceland sooner because it's still winter, was because of her physical therapy. So that's why he was pushing it to, like, September, October
mm-hmm.
for this year. And they've been very quiet about their travels, in part
because
of her shoulder and how difficult it has been for her to travel.
Mm.
Anyway, you know, I was chatting with her, and I want to go and see her. But I kind of view these little road trips as like my trip. Like, like instead of one huge trip like I normally have with them. I was, you know, thinking anytime I can just kind of get away for a few days.
That's good.
That will be, you know, time well spent. And like their birthdays are coming up at the end of this month, beginning of next month. So at some point, I'll probably be doing a show from Charleston. I think I'll go during the week.
Nice.
Just to spend some time with them and visit some other relatives out there to see how everyone's doing. And that way I can just get back. Because it's like, you know, the wine tour stuff is starting to pick up.
Sure. Getting spring's around the corner.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Right.
But it's so funny because I'm talking with her and she's telling me all her, the latest things happening with her, like not going to physical therapy. And she said, I'm watching the basketball game. Of course, you know, whatever time of day, it's either Jeopardy or some basketball game.
I love it.
And she's still following Duke University. I didn't think she was, but she's like, oh yeah, I watched the Duke game the other day. I'm like, what? You're still following them? It's been 20 years.
She's loyal.
I did not realize. That's like the only team she really, like college team she watched. But she said, oh, yeah, they played North Carolina. They won. I said, oh, my gosh. I did not think you were still following them. Oh, yeah.
So cute.
Okay, Mom. I love chatting with her. Like, it's funny because, like, I can tell that she's hanging out. She's kind of close to wherever Dad is because sometimes they'll watch the same program, but it's in separate rooms.
Oh, yeah.
He has a TV.
I love it. That's why they're happily married. He knows how to do it.
But, you know, he'll have his little side comments and she's laughing. So it's good because at least when I've been able to, like this last conversation, you know, she's laughing. She's in good spirits.
Good.
You know, they're sort of ribbing each other about different things, but you know, anytime you can get her to laugh, then that's a good thing. It's like, oh, good.
Right.
And she's kind of giggly anyway. But, you know, there are times when you're like, is that like nervous giggle? Or is that,
right. What
is that, anxiety giggle?
Right.
But this was good. It was good to hear from her.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah. So
and to do these.
I tell you, I just.
Yes.
I listen to people who, you know, especially like people who've had their parents pass and all that stuff. And it really makes me think about, you know, I want to be able to connect with my family every so often. I mean, it's not every day, which I think is kind of interesting because so many of my friends, especially a lot of women talk to them like their mothers like every day.
I couldn't possibly.
Wow.
No.
I mean, every few days
is good enough for me. Yeah, it's enough.
I have some friends who talk to their mothers like, you know, multiple times a day.
Oh, I know.
That's
crazy.
And I'm like, wow, that's you know, I said, well, there's a part of me that obviously that's not appropriate for me because I'd be on the phone pretty much all day without one phone call.
You can't get anything done, right?
But you know, there was a time when I would talk to my mom once a week. I would call there like every Sunday, and this is when I was in college. I would call them every Sunday, kind of give them an update, and then they would give me an update, and that would be it. And then we kind of lost track of doing that. But you know, for me, it's definitely I would have to call them. They don't really.
Oh yeah, my mother.
Me.
Oh, there was some situation where my just made me think of this just the other night that my mother's. TV was on the fritz, so I had to email my brother to get him to go over there. Da, da, da. And then she actually called me to say her TV was working.
Ooh.
And I said,
ooh.
I said, oh, I thought your dialing finger was broken. What happened? I mean, I was making so much fun of her because she never calls anybody. I said, you know how to work that thing? Really funny. Yeah, they don't call. It's really funny. It must be like a thing because my mother's just like that too. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
She will not pick up the phone. She won't.
Now, my mom will call her sisters. Like they'll call, you know, they'll call relatives every so often. Like, you know, like her sisters,
right.
they call each other.
They don't call us.
But beyond that, like they have like maybe three people tops that they will call. That's a lot of people. Three people that they will call. And they don't include
their children. I know.
Sons and daughters.
No. I don't get that.
But
yeah, and I feel very fortunate because with the people who talk to their mothers all the time, sometimes it's really stressful and emotional, and I'm like, you're in your 30s or you're in your 40s,
mm-hmm.
and hello.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm glad my mother doesn't pick up the phone, actually. Like, that's good.
Right.
I'm not mad. I like, my mother's very respectful of minding her business.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
She's really good with that. I mean, occasionally you'll get the little side comment about, you know, the jacket you're wearing, but very rarely. I'm like, I'm elderly also, but whatever. Okay. I'll let you have that one. Okay. I will defer out of respect. But sometimes these women, they are just emotionally distraught with this constant communication or criticism or why aren't
yeah,
you married?
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing, how come you're not married yet? Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel
yeah.
If I had to choose, I would choose my situation. Because I call her when I feel like it. So that's good.
Yeah.
So I know when I'm going to talk to her.
Right.
Like, I'm not blindsided. Which is good.
Well, yeah, and that was something I had to work with, too. Like, when I would go over there and see them, it was that constant, like, why aren't you doing this? And I would talk back to her and say, look.
Right.
Listen, queen of the obvious.
Right.
You know, we shall state this only. It's like hereditary because her uncle did the same thing.
Oh, it's totally hereditary.
My uncle, her brother, and I did not appreciate it, because he was someone I didn't know, and he sort of came in with that attitude and like, look, you've
yeah,
said
why are you
three
jumping
things
in?
To
I
me.
I don't know you. Yeah, don't jump in.
There are three. Since you've been here, you've said three things to me that are very critical. And I said, if you can just tell me three things that you appreciate, we can let this go.
Nice.
But otherwise, I'm like, but you know, I just sort of called him out on it. Like, you need to stop.
Good for you.
Not only two of you under the same roof. Yeah, it was just because it was just like, you know, I got it from my mom and I love my mom. You know, you're her brother and she loves you, but I don't have anything closer than that.
You have no backup.
For you. Yeah, for you to waltz in and talk like that. Because I'm not picking you apart, but I'm going to call you out on this.
I know.
Because I'm not a little kid anymore. And he saw me like 10 years before.
Wow.
And just had these comments. And I'm like, you know, these are like backhanded comments and I don't appreciate it.
Good for
you.
You
can't say anything nice at all. Don't say anything. That's
yeah,
fine.
Shut up.
Yeah. I just had to because I knew my mom. Well, I don't know if my mom would have said something, but she's sort of the same way, and I had to kind of tell her the same thing. Like, I've heard it once. I don't need to hear it again.
Right.
and I know that that's, like, super protective, but it's one of those things where it's not, you know, it's like telling somebody, well, you need to change this. And you need, and like, what's not going to happen right now?
I'm a genie in a bottle. Right.
I don't think we're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to see a very big difference because it's going to be here. It's still me. So,
right. My goodness.
Let's just let this go. Don't bring it up.
Right.
Duly noted.
Right.
And you need to focus your attention on something else, please.
Right.
So.
That's tough.
I think he was surprised. I mean, I think and his wife, I call it's him and his wife. It's like my aunt, my uncle and my aunt. They're just sort of looking at each other and I'm like, oh. I mean, and, you know, meanwhile, my aunt's trying to recruit my brother into, you know, religion and just cracking up.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Yeah, out of anybody in this house, you know, my brother, he will entertain the conversation, but he's a scientist. He's not.
Right,
he
exactly.
Is not, he hasn't been to church, you know, of his own volition since he was a teenager, probably.
Right.
So I just find it interesting that, you know, this is like the old school, well, let's just do this. I'm like, no, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. And let's just save everybody a lot of heartache right now and a lot of energy. and I shall state my tenets right here. Like, you know, you love your Bible, that's great. You know, it's, I don't have these kind of conversations because it just doesn't interest me. You know, your take on whatever specific part of the Bible you want to talk about.
Oh my God.
It's like having a, you know, having a book club, but no one else has read the book.
Oh my God.
So,
but you have to stay at the book club. You can't leave.
Right. Yeah. I read, you know, Old Testament, but New Testament, you know, I actually have read the whole Bible, but
I certainly don't.
I have, of course, you know, I'm a nerd. Of course, I've read the whole Bible.
Oh Lord!
But you know, I didn't commit it to memory. You know, that's for sure. But it's just interesting the different vibes you get. But then I look at that and I look at in the bigger picture. You know, obviously, you know, I love my parents and I love my family, and I, you know, I would want them to be happy. But if their happiness is dependent on pushing somebody else down. No.
Thank you.
You know, if their happiness, whatever that means for them, is only sustained because they put everybody else in their place and it's according to their world, then yeah, I'm not going to be part of that necessarily. I'm not going to agree with them, and I'm certainly going to tell them no, because I, you know, we have some of the same genes and I have my own world that I live in, and you know, you don't factor in. Not even enough for me to criticize it. Not even enough for me to, you know, other than to tell you, you can stop.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just because, gosh, I'm looking at how old my parents are,
mm-hmm.
and all that they've been through, and thinking, yeah, I get it. At some point, you know, you. Like, you just don't have a filter anymore because you're tired, you know.
My mother could care less.
You just don't
want
to play those games anymore.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. And they earned it. They both, you know.
Well, absolutely.
They're same generation, you know, my mother, your parents, same generation, came from another country, a lot of hardship, a lot, and to be so young to raise a family in another. Please.
Oh gosh.
No. So, yeah, they don't need the filter. They're like, you know what? They take that filter, they crush it in their hands, and they throw it in the garden. No, what filter? Just put the filter away from me. They can say whatever they want. They earn it.
It's true, though. You think of all these different stories, and that's really what it is. It's the filter that, you know, usually the people who are younger are like, oh, my gosh, you know, the movie I'm thinking of, the story I'm thinking of, is The Birdcage.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. Where, you know, the two kids are just freaking out about what the other parents are going to think, how they're going to receive. So let's just, you know, especially with the son, let's not tell them who you really are, because that would be embarrassing for me, and it may break this deal that I have, you know, this plan that I have. And it's so frustrating, you know, because I've seen it with, anytime you're told, if you could just not do this tonight, like at dinner or whatever, you're told that, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I'm just laughing, you know, or.
Exactly.
You know, this is my sense of humor, and it's not like I'm going out of my way to be offensive. And it's actually, I'm not even thinking about me. I'm thinking of like my dad, because my dad has a great, he's crazy. You've met my dad, there are times in the past where my mom was like, you know, you're laughing too loud.
Yeah.
And she's talking to him like that's, you know, one of her kids. And I'm looking at her like, come on, man, that's, you know. Let dad be dad. Like, dad's personality can see him through just about anything.
Right. And it has.
Yeah. And so if someone is actually offended, then that's on them. But if it's you, it's still on you. Like, you know, don't tell him to you know, rein it in when that's just how he is. I remember looking at that, seeing that, and thinking, like, what damage is happening to her that she would have to say that, or perceived damage, because it's about perceptions and how she thinks it reflects on her. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. But it's not.
No. It's been very, those are the sorts of things I've been thinking about. Not necessarily that really heavy stuff, but there's all the stuff they've been through and why they would be that way. And how that's,
right.
You know, how that's to have an impact on me and letting go of some things. And I'm like, wow, why am I doing that too, to some degree? Why am I feeling like I need to protect all of
right.
this stuff or whatever it is? And is it true? So, you know, we're still refining, you know, and seeing things. And that's where this idea of coming up, you know, looking at the contrast and seeing when it's really closer to home, because that's the environment we're in, like, that does that really serve a higher purpose, or can you let it go?
Right.
And hopefully Anna will be able to give you a call at some point, because she can give you an update on stuff happening with her. But, you know, that the stuff that's happening with her and
mm-hmm.
a lot of changes for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's, you know, reaching out, or, you know, like, we'll touch base every so often. And, like, you know, I hadn't seen her or the kids in a while, and I finally got to see them on Sunday. And I could tell, you know, like, ooh. Okay, what's going on? So she's
I'm always
kind of
here,
giving me an update.
I know.
You but I think it's,
friend.
You know, when it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, so when there are changes in those dynamics in,
mm-hmm.
in various relationships,
mm-hmm.
It's, well, definitely, you know, I'm a Taurus. I'll pick sides and I've got an opinion. But I'm finding more and more that it isn't as cut and dry. Like,
it,
there's still
it
so
sure
many,
isn't. Oh, it sure isn't. Yeah. I wish it was.
So many
it's so much
nuances.
Easier, but it's
yeah,
complicated.
Yeah, you'd think it would be so much easier, but then it would be such a boring life, you know?
No, true.
So I'm trying to, you know, monitor my own reactions. I think, to be honest with how I'm feeling, but knowing that it's not about me, you know? And
right.
And just listening and seeing, you know, what the other person does, like, come up with whatever needs to come
mm-hmm.
up. But it's a familiar sort of conversation
mm-hmm.
for me, because I've seen and I've probably been in these types of situations where you just kind of go round and round and round.
Yep.
And it doesn't
really
ever get.
It's still
resolved.
Yeah, still here. And I do have to say that today I am on lesson 11, Course of Miracles.
Right.
And let me
a
tell
Course
you,
of Miracles. Yeah.
Let me tell you, it completely. I really like it. I have
mm-hmm.
you know 342 whatever more to go, because it's one for every day of the year. And that's okay. I'm not looking at the big picture. I'm looking at the daily picture. So for today, it's
right.
But it's the reason why I'm bringing it up now. It really addresses perception.
Mm-hmm.
And I can already tell that it is the thing that is the best thing for me to do to support every relationship that I have in my life.
Mm.
So the timing is brilliant, and it's amazing. I don't know if in another time in my life, if I could receive it and understand it as profoundly as I am at this stage of the game. But it's the type
mm-hmm.
of thing that people go back to over and over and over again. Like, let's say they study it in their 20s, and then they go back to it in
right.
their in their 40s. I have a feeling that this is like a one-shot deal for me, because
mm-hmm.
at this stage in my life, I'm coming to it from a place of understanding, but entering into it in a place of understanding, but with a missing link. And I feel like, ooh, that's the missing link, to take all of this awareness and understanding from a lifetime, you know, because I began getting curious from a young child, just like you. Our sort
mm-hmm.
of discovery has been a whole lifetime. So I feel like, oh, wow, this is like the link to put all that information through a much clearer lens, because
right.
their whole cornerstone is forgiveness, and that's what led me to it. But what I am discovering now, look, I'm going to discover more things, but what I am discovering after doing it for 11 days is it's perception, and that takes
mm-hmm.
care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for right now, it's the missing link, and inclusive of everything that has led me to this place. So it's not like it's contradictory to anything. I just feel like, oh, this was this link that I didn't realize that there was a missing link. I knew that there was something that I was been stumbling my whole life, picking myself back up and stumbling and picking myself back up. So this is like a great, great supportive understanding. So, yeah.
That's got me.
Huh?
That's got me interested. That's got me interested in it because, you know, I've seen that book around a lot, but so it has a workbook.
Yeah, forget the book.
Really working out, right?
The book.
Yeah.
The book, like I said before, the book is like I will when I'm in that academic mindset of like, okay, I want to sort of get like the philosophy behind the practical stuff, and I have no timeline with that. I've read two chapters of it, and it's there. Fine. It's basically the workbook, which is a quick little lesson, like 5 minutes, a quick little lesson. One every day, but I support
mm-hmm.
that by, and I'll send you links, I listen to a podcast by a master teacher, The Course in Miracles, that it's five minutes, I've said this before, I'll just repeat it, it's 5 minutes for each lesson. So I listen to that first, then I have an app, I have a free app on my phone that I could read the lesson for the day. But I read it after I listen to the podcast, and then I practice the lesson throughout the day. That's it. You know how busy I am, girl.
Okay.
You know I'm busy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I am crazy, stupid busy. So if I could do it, anybody can do it. And then with the text, which is the book you're talking about, that book has nothing to do with the daily lessons.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting? And I never knew that. That book, it's the workbook. I do the podcast and the workbook and on my phone, done. I do the phone, that's it, done, and I go on with my life, and I think about, and it gives you things to think about throughout the day. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the textbook, which is a book you're talking about, which I've never held in my hand, online, you can access chapters online. And when I feel like, okay, you know what, let me read this chapter, and I dedicate time, and I'll read a chapter. It's very dense, but I allow myself to receive it without any pressure of understanding. And that also is pivotal to their philosophy. They're like, don't think about it. Don't judge it. Don't think about it. Don't question it. We expect you not to understand, because if you understood, you would not be doing this. They say that. They tell you that, like, don't be trying to understand this. I'm like, okay, got you. Okay, what am I doing today? I'm looking at this chair and I'm thinking, what? Got you. Okay, and it's seriously, that's it in a nutshell.
Mm.
Now I can only speak for, you know, lessons 1 through 11, but basically that's it in a nutshell. So
right.
I will send you the link to the podcast, which is just the lessons. She started January 1st, so I just cycled back. From the day that
mm-hmm.
I started, because I started obviously in February, whatever day it was, and the app, and then the woman who, and this is all free, and the woman who developed the app, she has a podcast that's based on Course in Miracles, but it's based on her life and all of that, and on different topics, and I listen to that just for fun, and it's very insightful. And I just, that's not part of my study, but it just gives me more insight into, she will talk about different lessons and will quote the text. And I just have that as just something interesting to listen to. But the only thing that I do really is hear the podcast for 5 minutes, read the lesson, which takes 5 minutes, and then apply it. That's it. So a very busy person can do this. I can vouch for that.
Right.
A very busy person. Yeah, and the thoughts of, and the lessons, of, boy, it stays with you, and you're like, whoa. And I have to tell you, because I am always a breath away from having anxiety, and it has helped me manage it probably better than anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a big statement to make.
Yeah,
it's all about perception. It's so much about perception and how we view the world, and in that worldview, how it manifests into our life experience. So you see, it's so complimentary, and it's so funny because we've been law of attraction, and now I'm like kind of turned off by that term because it's gotten a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even like saying, yeah, I'm like perception, forget it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's what's so interesting is that that's something that a lot of people struggle with, because if especially in relationships, if you realize that, you know, your partner has a different perception of how the world is, and it's so off, you know, not like, you know, it's bad or wrong, but it's just so it's so different from yours.
Right.
Then, you know, for people like us, like we're like, well, how do we fix this? What do I need to do? Like, and all of a sudden the wanting to make it better for the other person means changing who you are. In some fundamental ways that, and in the end, like, you know, fundamentally, you don't want to do that. Because it'll never be enough to make it okay for the other person. I think that's what I'm witnessing a lot of, and I've definitely felt that too. Like, well, either I feel like I'm doing something wrong, or you know, whatever I do isn't going to be enough to make things okay. So I think that's interesting because it's true. Like the worldview, like however, all these different elements from when you grew up, that if you haven't figured out, sorted through whether it's true still now for you, then that's the perception that you will have of maybe, you know, you have to be super protective of yourself because the world's out to get you. And so these are like ongoing themes that over the course of my life, I've seen where I've fed into that, and it's never ended well, because there are parts of me that are like, well, no, this is what I believe. And if the other person involved is not, if we're not even somewhere on, you know, in alignment with some of the most important things, then it's sort of, like you have to, I guess, figure out where those things overlap. Is that going to be enough, or is that enough to build on? And the other stuff that maybe is a little out of alignment in my view, or in the other person's view, will that be okay? Can you still work through those things?
Right.
You know, so because I've seen people really close to me just kind of turn themselves inside out, trying to be or do things so that the other person will be okay. And I'm just keep shaking my head like, that's just, it's not going to be enough.
It's not going to work.
It won't work because the other person has to own it. The other person has to feel like that's true for them. And right now, you know, if they come up from a worldview of, I'm never good enough, then anything the other person does is sort of a reflection of, oh, well, you had to do it for me because I wasn't good enough to do it for myself.
Right.
Like it gets
deep
turned around
like that, and it's painful, and it hits rock bottom, and it all comes back to childhood. So we're dealing with all these sophisticated issues, but with an underdeveloped emotional body to support it, because you can't impose that on a child. And even though you could be a grown person, it's that. So I actually emailed you the podcast and the link to the app. So I'm telling you, it is saving every relationship that has been in jeopardy in my life. This is saving it. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you that right now, and my view, and it's also helping me to manage more effectively my anxiety. So,
wow.
Yeah, and that's a big testimony for 11 days in.
Yeah,
it's a big testimony. So at this stage of the game, I'm ready to receive it at this level.
Right.
You know, so it's all about some people. What I've heard on the podcast, some people will just skip the first 50 lessons because they don't make sense. I'm like, no. It's not supposed to make No. We're gonna be in the slow lane. They're gonna take the slow lane and just receive this. No expectation. Just receive it. Follow the instructions and trust. I'm not questioning anything. So, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So, wonderful.
Well, I can't wait to look at those links.
Yeah, girl,
thank
I got
you. So
you. Yeah. And always, and tell Anna she knows where to find me. So, if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you for a wonderful conversation, as always. And in the meantime, remember to, follow
the feeling
to you.
To you.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.